You're listening to Madhouse Live. Live. On the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
Hello.
Yeah, hey. I see you've got a daycare yard sale machine.
Yeah.
Was that starting today and shit?
No, it was actually yesterday.
Oh, fuck, really?
Yeah.
God damn it. Do you have anything left, honey?
I do. We plan on doing it again next Thursday.
Do you have any, like, furniture?
Hang on just a minute. Let me get back here.
Stupid kid to shut up.
Did we have any what?
You could tell that stupid kid to shut up, right?
I'm sorry?
You could tell that kid to shut up. Is that what you did? There he goes again. Tell him to shut up again.
No. I'm sorry. I don't understand what you're talking about.
I thought you were just telling that kid to shut up, and he stopped.
No. No, I said let me get to where I can hear. I'm not even at work. I'm at my home.
Oh, I kind of heard you say shut up, you little, and like S-H-I. I don't say that word, but I heard what you said. I won't tell anybody. I don't care. I get frustrated, too, at my kids sometimes, but I don't say curse words like you just did. But whatever. I hear you. Are you there?
I honestly have no clue what you're talking about.
No, just right now, I guess your kid was being loud, and you told him to shut up, you little S-H-I, you know?
That's no, quite, actually, I didn't say that. I told
oh.
I said, hang on a minute, let me get to where I can hear, and I said, shh.
Oh. I swear.
Yeah, but you just said, like, the F word in DD in the first sentence when I talked to you, so I really had nothing else to talk to you about.
Oh, come on. No, please. Look, I'll pay double. I pay double.
What?
I'll pay double. I pay double. Don't be like that. I really need the stuff. Please, honey. I'm sorry I said that. I mean, I curse, I know, but then you curse at your kid. Like, wow. That's even worse. Right? No.
Hey, hello.
Hey, buddy. You're looking for them Max Racing Card machines?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Do you like playing the game, or are you just a collector, or you masturbate, or what?
No, I was building a set of 88 Max Racing Cards.
Oh, I'm new to the area. I live over, you know, Horse Machine Ranch that they're building out here? I bought a unit there. It's townhouses, Horse Machine Ranch. On Horse Machine Ranch Road, new subdevelopment they're making here. It's townhouses and apartments.
Where is this at?
It's all new construction here in town.
What town?
Here in our town that we live in Tennessee.
What town do you live in?
I'm new here. I live in a Horse Machine Ranch.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's kind of like it's in between Bull's Gap and Rogersville.
I'm not familiar with it. I'm sorry, I'm not.
I know. It's all new construction out here. They're trying to make a new city. Like a new township, they're going to call it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're going to have a nice civic center over here, and they're talking about making a little hockey arena even. Yep. Anyway, so yeah, do you like to play with I like to play a lot of card games, racing motherfuckers, you know, and stuff like that. I got all bunch of sets. I got comments. I got Black Lotus card.
I was trying to build a master set of 88 Max Racing.
Yeah.
I was needing a couple of commons and a few of the Myrtle Beach versions.
I got the whole Myrtle Beach set. How much you want to pay for it? The whole set in mint condition, motherfucker. I've got Dale Earnhardt's autographed and everything.
I don't know. I don't know what would you have to have for a mint Myrtle Beach set.
I've got a Max 88 Dale Earnhardt autographed with a certificate of authenticity. It's in a 10-pound acrylic, like holding, like a brick. It's almost like a brick. It's what NASA used to put moon rocks. They were putting little segments of moon rocks and sending them out to schools and stuff, and they all disappeared. But it was like this really thick plexiglass-looking big chunk of brick. And in the middle is the Dale Earnhardt card. It actually has an LED light in the bottom. You can hit a switch, and the whole thing lights up. Oh, it looks beautiful. It's got him right. I mean, it's got him, you know, with the, it's got the Goodwrench hat on, you know, the old black Goodwrench, racing hat for the, on the old team that he was on, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an $81 card by itself, but I mean, I've got an autograph certificate authenticity. He's got the whole thing and everything. I'll give it to you for $50 because I'm trying to I don't know. I'm new in town, and I hooked up with a person, and he's got some ice. So I'm just trying to cash in on some of the collectibles here that I found when I was moving out of my old place in New York City.
So what would you have to have out of one of the Myrtle Beach sets?
I've got the whole Myrtle Beach set. I'll give it to you for $45.
Is it in the factory box?
It's in a factory sealed limited edition complete box with, it's got a Dale Earnhardt, like a box with Dale Earnhardt that they made, that Max made, for this limited edition. It's one of 100 of them that were all sold.
Yeah, we'll have to get together and look at it and see what you got.
It's autographed by Dale Earnhardt, too, with certificate of authenticity and everything. It comes with a big safe, a big metal fireproof safe, and you put in the combination into the safe, and the door opens, like the big latch. And inside there's a shelf, and what do you call, you know those deck chairs that are, they sell at Walmart real cheap for like $10, you know, in the summertime? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Those like those plastic resin chairs, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's got one in, it's in there, actually. It's, this thing is the size of a closet, this vault. So you actually, it's got a big, it looks like it comes from a bank. The dial's really big and it's got a big latch. It goes like that, and all there's like all these bolts that go all down the line. It's awesome, and it needs 3-phase power. But then you open the big vault, and inside there's a plastic, one of them plastic resin chairs, and on top of the chair is this Dale Earnhardt. It's a limited edition Max 88 race card Myrtle Beach set box, and the box is the shape of his car. And it's got a picture of him driving it, and then it's autographed, and then it has a Polaroid of Dale Earnhardt autographing this exact one, so you know for a fact, you know. He's actually showing the number that says 12 out of 100. He's actually showing it so you could see it, and he's got the Sharpie in his hand while he's signing it, and it's Dale Earnhardt. And then it also has a certificate of authenticity from NASCAR itself and Dale Earnhardt Enterprises, it says on it. And I'll give that to you, $45, the vault and everything. You just got to hook up that 3-phase power. A power company can install. They just got to put in some extra equipment at your house. They put like a transformer outside, and they bring in these big cables probably through your garage, and they hook that up there. So the vault can operate, you know, and you need a copper, like a regular landline voice line, so that it'll get back to the security company, for monitoring.
Okay.
But that's on you. I mean, or you can just leave the door open on it, you know, and leave it in your garage or your back, you know, back room or something. $45. You know, this.
Go ahead.
Oh, this is great. I can stop sucking dicks, you know? Because I've been sucking dicks for money for ice and methamphetamines and stuff. I was just getting by taking sinus medication. Overkill.
Hi, Doctor. This is Teresa.
Hey, honey, baby. I see that this place offers a hotel or condo. Oh, fuck.
Good afternoon, cat doctor. This is Cheyenne.
Yes, hello, Cheyenne. Good afternoon. I'm inquiring about your cat hotel, or is it cat condos that you have there? I'm going out of town. I'm going to a fetish convention in Oregon, Portland.
Okay.
And I'm new in town in Boise. But I have all the paperwork. He is up on his shots and vaccinations and checkups. I just got this done because I just moved here from New York City. You know?
Uh-huh.
And they require it at the apartment complex. She was putting her finger in my face and said, you better bring the papers. I'm going to kick you out in the street, she said. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to leave the cat here alone because there was one of the maintenance men here came in and he didn't know that I have a webcam system here for protection. And he was, like, petting the cat and everything, and he was, like, taking off his clothes and doing, like, a sexual dance and everything using my stereo system in front of my cat.
Oh, that's very strange.
He got fired and everything.
Wow.
And they gave me a $30 gift certificate to, I think it's Chili's that's down the street here.
Hmm.
As an apology. Look, anyway, so I got to go out of town, and I want to bring in my cat, Chester.
What dates are you looking for?
Well, hopefully for this weekend. The convention is this weekend and whatnot.
Unfortunately, we are full through the second week of August.
All right, for next time, what are the rates there for two cats? See, Chester, the neighbor's female cat, they hang out together, and I think they're of age. Maybe they can, you know, together.
Okay, are they spayed and neutered or not?
No. This way we can put them together for like a whole weekend maybe in the same little cage or condo, and they can probably, you know, mate.
Yeah, if they're not spayed and neutered, we can't do that. We don't do any sort of breeding services here.
No, it's not breeding. It's just to wash the cats because I'm going to be out of town, but I want them together. You can't stop them from fucking, you know?
We can't put them together if they're not spayed and neutered.
Okay, they're spayed and neutered.
Well, we would know the difference.
No, not really.
I can give you the rates. The rates are $34 a night for two cats.
Yeah.
If they're not both yours, though, you would have to have the neighbor bring in her cat or his cat or whatever.
Oh.
And then it would be $19 a night per cat.
Well, together,
though. I know, but you can't board someone else's cat.
Well, I have permission. I have permission, though. I have permission. I have a note.
They'd have to come in and do paperwork and sign off
on
it.
Okay, fine. Yeah. All right.
We
could
do it.
They'll give consent and everything, but I'm keeping the kittens. I get to keep half of the litter. In the event of an uneven number of surviving kittens from the birth, then I get the plus one goes to me. So, for example, 9 kittens being born, I would get the 5. She would get the 4.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
I
have it all laid out. I'm an attorney. I'm a lawyer.
You can come by and take a tour if you'd like.
Yeah,
so
and I
want to
see these. I
want to
see the pie. I want to see the policies. Like, do you have all that paperwork there regarding the spaying and neutering? I'd like to go over it, see if there are any loopholes or any way that I can get around that. We can negotiate, you know?
It's not negotiable.
Well, I'm sure you have this all documented somewhere in your charter. I'll have to go over that then.
Yeah, it's an in-house policy.
Okay, so I can go over the policy then. That's fine.
No,
I offer this service free of charge for you. Usually I charge $45 an hour for a legal reading.
Right.
I pass it off to one of the paralegals here, but I'll take care of it myself. I'm sure you don't have that much to read regarding the actual business charter, the business plan that you have there and everything. Do you also have your workman's compensation insurance information? I'll need a copy of that.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yes, I also need a copy of all your new hire paperwork.
Big Dirty Harry. This is Star. May I help you?
Hey, how you doing, Big Star?
I'm doing terrific.
Okay, so how often do you, the vacuum cleaners there? That we,
excuse me, say that again.
The vacuum cleaners there?
Yes.
That I use on the car?
Yes.
How often do you guys empty those out? Because you know how you have access to those 24 hours a day there?
Yes.
All right. So around 3:15 in the morning, I was...
On what day?
This morning.
This morning? That would still be in there.
Okay, listen. Here's what happened, honey, okay?
Okay.
I was on my way to work, and I stop by to use the vacuum machine there.
Uh-huh.
To be honest, all right, so I lost my wedding ring. It has got lots of
diamonds. Oh, shit, you're in trouble.
But here's why. Here's the problem.
So tell me what vacuum you were in, hon.
Okay, listen, I park on the one furthest away because I don't want to be on camera because what I do is...
Okay, we don't have cameras here, so calm down.
Oh, good. But listen, I put my windows down. Like, I put my driver's window down, and I park right next to it. And then I sat inside the car, and I bring the tube in through the open window.
Yes.
And I unzip my pants a little bit, you know, and I put the vacuum there.
I don't want to hear all that.
Okay, but that's what I do, all right? So I think...
Okay.
I thought you guys knew about it already.
Tell me what vacuum you were at off of what street? Off of Eustick or off of Mitchell?
Mitchell.
Okay.
Okay.
The one closest to the dentist's office, the fence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I will open that and see if I can find your ready wing.
Okay, can you not tell anyone about it, even my wife, you know, that's... Because I do that about once a week. I stop there, and I masturbate in the vacuum when it's turned on. And I know the other day...
You didn't even need to tell me that.
I know, but the other day, like, a cop, I think, saw me, but he kind of went after me, but I got away real quick. I zipped up, and I just drove. And I don't know if maybe he had told you guys about it, that they were patrolling extra or anything like that.
They do that anyway because open containers and excessive noise because we're in a residential.
Yeah.
And so they patrol heavy down here for that reason. They'll come in and ticket you for drinking alcohol.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think I don't know if he knew. He probably thought I was doing something weird, but my penis was out, you know, and it was inside the vacuum machine, and I had spent about, I think, $8 at that point. Like, it was taking me a long time, because I had just gotten on Lexapro a few weeks ago. It's like a antidepressant, but it has the thing where you take a long time until you actually come.
Okay, I'm gonna check my vacuum.
Okay.
Listen,
honey, if you're gonna do that, put, like, some gloves on, because there's, like, ejaculate, like, right in, there's gotta be. I mean,
I always do.
I came like a gallon inside your machine this morning.
Glove up.
Because I was so fucking horny this morning. I just...
Okay.
I must have shut...
Give me your number.
I must have shut about halfway up the tube. That's how...
Give me your number, hon. I can call you back in a few minutes.
It's 620-2014. 620-2014.
Okay. Okay, I can't hear it over the noise. I got 620.
Yeah, motherfucker. 201.
And what's the last four numbers?
2014.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you for calling Albertson's on Eastern 5 Mile. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, what was your name?
This is Albertson's. How can I help you?
No, your name.
Oh, Renee.
Oh, Renee, I'm sorry. Deli's waiting for my call, or the Butcher Block, one of the two.
The Butcher Block?
Well, I guess, yeah. Butcher Block, please.
Okay, one moment.
All right.
Albertson's Meat Department, this is Drew.
Hey, Drew. What's up? It's Ronnie from the Lobby Department.
It's who?
Ronnie from the Lobby Department.
The laundry department?
Lobby department.
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
Dude, Renee at the desk, at the courtesy booth.
Okay.
Did you hear what she was saying about you, Drew?
No.
She said that all you, like, MFers, she's up here saying right now, all you MFer, all the MFers in the butcher block are always, like, messing up, she said, the orders that they were you guys were putting in the wrong PLUs when you were printing out the labels for the meat that you were cutting. She said that they had a whole bunch of complaints today. She was like, Drew, that I saw Drew drinking, she was saying. I'm like, and I told her, Drew doesn't drink. I know for a fact. And he's like, oh, no, he goes back there all the time. You'll see he goes in there. He goes to the cabinet, and he sneaks a swig out of something, and he tries to hide it, and he puts it back, and he goes back to work.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Are you guys cool at all? Like...
Me and Renee?
Yeah.
I mean, I see Renee like once a week when I pick up my check.
You have any idea why she'd be saying something like that?
No, not really. I mean, no idea.
It's real messed up. She was up there talking about the lazy people in the lobby department and drugs in the drug department. Yeah, totally. She was saying racist jokes.
Huh, well, yeah, I don't want to really get involved with it or anything like that, but... Yeah,
I know. That's sick. Well, other side, you know, hey, can you page Deli to pick up the call real quick and let me talk to them?
Yeah, sure, I'll park you real fast. Okay. 1 second.
All right, thanks.
Have you got a plan to when I'm just trying...
Salon Pharmacy Technician speaking.
Hi, yes. Who's this? Hello?
What did you say?
Oh, hey, this is Ronnie from the lobby department. Who's this?
It said there was a call for the pharmacy on 501.
Yeah. I'm Ronnie from the lobby department.
Oh.
Oh, hey, what's up? Listen, Renee and Drew were just over here. And you know that new courtesy clerk, Neil?
No.
Okay. Anyway, the three of them said that you were going into into one of the cabinets back there in between customers and taking swigs of something. And Drew was saying that he smelled like codeine cough syrup on your breath.
Okay. Say that again. There was somebody going through cough syrup back here.
Renee from the courtesy booth.
From the lottery.
Yeah.
Or from the behind the counter.
Yeah. And then Drew, and the butcher block. You know him?
Okay. Yeah.
And then that one new courtesy clerk, Neil.
Okay, I haven't met him, so I don't know who he is, but I know the other two.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I don't think anyone else from the front end was there. I think it was just Neil. He's new. They were all here saying that the pharmacy is going to get shut down. That they said that you were drinking something in between customers. You would go back, I guess, to like a cabinet or something there, and they could see you taking swigs. And then Drew was like, it's probably codeine cough syrup. And then Renee was like, yeah, it totally smelled like cough syrup when I saw her earlier, she said.
And they said, who was it?
Renee up front and Drew from the butcher block. And then that new courtesy clerk, Neil. I think he's Indian or something.
Who did they say was taking it?
You.
Me?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. I'm Ronnie. I work here. I'm in the lobby department.
And what was the name they used?
They said the ladies, they said that the person who's in the pharmacy right now is what they said.
But there's four or five of us.
I know.
Two, four, there's six of us in the pharmacy right now.
Maybe it was you.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just calling to give you a heads up. Like, if it was you or one of the other ones, you might want to, like, dump it or something real quick before they... You know, I don't know. They seem pissed off. She was saying like F-U-C, like that, you know, the whole word. She was saying it out, not spelling it. The pharmacy, F-U-C, the grocery department, she said.
Okay, well, do you want to talk to the pharmacist manager?
Yeah, okay.
Here?
Who's that?
Okay.
Yeah.
His name is Judd, and so I'll put you on hold for him because he's helping a customer right
all
now.
All right,
but...
okay, all right, bye.
Okay, I'll all put right. you on hold really quick.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for holding. This is Judd. How can I help you?
Hey, Judd. This is Ronnie from the lobby department. What's up, man?
From the what department?
Lobby department.
Oh, okay.
Hey. You know Drew back in the butcher block?
What's that?
You know Drew back in the butcher block?
No.
Okay, he's one of the guys at the butcher block. Anyway, do you know Renee, though, right, at the front?
No.
You don't know who Renee from the front booth is?
No.
How long have you been working here, dude?
13 months.
And you don't know who Renee is?
No. I never grabbed the tills or anything.
You don't grab any tills, and what? How do you get your paycheck, then?
That's been direct deposit for the last 11.5 years.
Oh, God.
Same account and everything.
And anyway, so there's a girl named Renee who is at the front booth all the time. Anyway,
okay.
So her and Drew from the back of the store from the butcher block were talking a lot of trash about you.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And who was it that I was just talking to now?
Marissa, maybe?
Yeah, Marissa. She was just telling me now that she thinks you're drinking codeine cough syrup in the bag. Is that for real?
Those sound like something that should probably be referred to April or April's boss, Darcy.
Well, if, she just told me that. I was calling to see if this is true about the argument that Drew and Renee had in front of the pharmacy.
The what?
Drew and Renee had a big fight in front of the pharmacy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There, I guess Drew was off the clock, but he still had his... stuff with him from the butcher block, and he was shopping, and a customer asked him a question, and he said, I'm not on the clock right now, I'm sorry. And Renee came by and's like, you can't say that to the customers. And he's like, well, I'm off the effing clock. You didn't hear that? A fight? Everyone's been talking about it all day.
Huh.
Yeah. This happened earlier today. You didn't hear about it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Anyway, so... Yeah, so apparently, what's her face right now? She was just she was saying all this stuff about you. That Judd, I think Judd's sipping on the codeine cough syrup in the back. He keeps ducking out, ducking back there, and taking swigs and coming back.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. I mean, like I said, I say April and Darcy should be informed if she really thinks that.
Yeah, can you pull
all the tape they want.
Can you get April then on the line? Can you page her for me?
What's that?
Can you page them?
No, I'm not going to call them on myself. That'll look weird. Have someone else call if they think that there's malfeasance going on back here.
Well, put that one girl back on, and I'll figure it out from there.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Hello?
Yeah, can you page April for me, please? I need to talk to her. It's Ronnie from the lobby department.
April's in a whole different building, isn't she? She's in, like, the district office building, or is she on...
Well, can you put the store director on?
Can I put you on hold for a second?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
She just hung up. Fucking bitch.
Thank you for calling. This is Oliver. I'm helping.
Hey, this is Judd from the pharmacy.
Who is it that you'd like to talk to?
I'm trying to get a hold of Renee.
Renee?
Yeah, she's apparently
talking. She just got off work a little while ago.
Well, she's talking trash about me and the guy and the girls here at the pharmacy.
She's what?
She was talking trash about me and the girls here in the pharmacy right now. Drew from the butcher block was just back here.
I have no idea.
Do you know Drew from the Butcher Block?
What?
Do you know Drew in the Butcher Block?
Yeah.
Okay. He just was over here and told me all about problem with, I guess, between me and Renee, that we had a big fight.
I don't know.
All right, listen, can you transfer me to the deli? Can you get someone in deli, please?
I mean, if everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, sure, it's fine. I just needed to put an order.
Sure, all right, hold on a second.
Hurry up. Name.
So, it's Deli, may I help you?
Yeah, hey, it's Ronnie from the lobby department. What's up?
Hi, what can we do for you?
Who's this?
This is Teresa in the service deli.
Oh, Teresa, listen, you know Drew from the Butcher Block?
Yes.
Oh, my God, he was just over here. He was bragging that he's been drinking today, that he's drunk off his ASS, he said, that he didn't give an SHIT. And then he said, you know Judd from the pharmacy? He's been here for about a year now.
Then who was?
You know Judd from the pharmacy?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, listen. Apparently, they're saying that they like to take, like, the codeine cough syrup from back there in the pharmacy together. They, like, take swabs.
So I think maybe you should speak with the manager about this, the store manager.
No, I just want to let you know. And then you know Renee? You know,
well, letting me know is not going to do you any good. I just work in the deli, and this sounds like something you would want to speak with the store manager about.
No, but apparently Renee was talking about you is why I'm trying to let you know.
He was talking about me.
Renee
me personally.
Renee was talking about you, yeah. She said
okay,
that,
and who are you again?
She said that you couldn't get your paycheck because you bounced the check, she said.
Who are you again?
I'm Ronnie from the lobby department.
Do I know you?
Well, I've been working here for a few years now. I'd hope so. I know just about everybody here.
Okay. Well, how about this? I will go ahead and I will speak with my store director about this.
Okay. Yeah, totally. You should, because Renee is just giving out all your information. She's like, she bounced a check once, and they found out, and they're gonna hold her paycheck until she resolves it, they said. That they were going to get a lien. There was going to be a lien placed on your check or something, your paycheck, they were saying.
Okay, thank you. I'll go take care of this right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, seriously, go.
Charlie Bird. Joe Bird.
Thank you for calling USA. Thank you, home for loan. This is Rachel. How may I help you?
Hey, it's Ronnie from here in the lobby department.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know Renee and, well, do you know Teresa from the deli?
Uh-huh.
She apparently was just over here saying some really nasty stuff about you guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently, so I guess Renee and Drew they got caught in the freezer back in the Butcher Block, and they said something about anal release or something like that.
Are you trying to reach Albertsons?
No, well, I work here at Albus's. I'm in the lobby department. Who's this?
This is Rachel at U.S. Bank.
Yeah, you're here at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I work at the lobby department here.
I'm
Ronnie. Listen, all right, so, but you know, like, Drew and Renee? Drew works in meat, you know, the Butcher Block? So, and you know Renee that gives out the paychecks and all that from the front office, the front booth?
I'm not sure. Are you trying to reach the one on Eustick and 5 Mile?
Yeah.
For U.S. Bank?
U.S.? Yeah, you're in the store.
Yes. Let me put you on hold. I currently am dealing with customers.
Oh, what are they? You got a lot of deposits today. It's payday, right?
Huh?
Payday today, right? You guys are pretty busy. We're slammed up here. Yeah, we're slammed up here, too. Yeah. All right. I'll be here. Hurry up.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for choosing U.S. Bank here. How much
would
you
be? Yeah, hey. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's Ronnie. What happened?
I don't know. Were you speaking with somebody else? This is the first time I'm speaking with you.
Yeah, Rachel?
Oh, no, this is Tamika.
Oh, hey, what's up? Oh, you're the black girl, right?
Would you like to hold and speak with Rachel?
I'll talk to you, though. I don't mind.
I
don't mind getting a little bit of brown sugar in my coffee, if you know what I mean. You there?
Yeah. Thanks for calling the Girl Hair Design. This is Haley. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, baby. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's nice to talk to you, sexy.
I actually have no idea who this is. I was just saying that.
Oh, hey. It's Daniel.
Daniel.
Yeah. Dan LaPointe.
Daniel.
I work at the Albertsons down the street.
Oh, and you know me, or you were just...
Yeah, I know you.
What
do you mean? I was just... what's that mean? Just what?
What now?
What do you mean, just... you said, okay, you know me, or you're just... That's what you said. What does that mean? The second part...
Oh, I have no idea. I feel like you're... Are you calling for me right now?
Yeah, but what does the second part mean? Or are you just... What's that? What's that supposed to mean? It doesn't make any sense.
Like, I'm so confused because I don't remember who you are.
No, but you said, do you know me or are you just... Like, I don't know.
It means I'm confused. It means I cannot think of a word right now to explain how I'm feeling because I have no idea who this is.
Yeah, but that's not a word. It's like a primal,
Daniel from Albertsons.
Dan LaPointe.
Daniel Point.
LaPointe.
LaPointe.
Yeah.
And you have an appointment with somebody today, or is it with me?
Well, I like an appointment with you, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Well, I have a client coming in any minute.
Yeah, can you just wash my hair? Because I mean, you washed my hair before, and you get your bosom, right up in there.
Oh,
when you're,
okay, I when remember,
you,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, when you get the back of the head, you get your, right in front of there? Oh, so good. Shit.
Good. Well, I'm going to have to reschedule you for another day.
Oh, why?
Because I don't have anything right now.
Do you close up? Because I had a fantasy where, you would do that, but just in your bra. You know what I mean?
Thanks for calling the drill. This is Jordan. How can I help you?
Oh, no. I got to talk to that one girl. I don't need to talk to you.
What was that?
I don't need to talk to a dude. No, thank you.
Okay. Can I get you someone else?
Well, if you're a male hairdresser, that means you're gay, right? Yes.
Sometimes.
Okay. And, all the time. And I don't want to be at risk of catching the HIV virus, you know?
What was that?
I don't want to be at risk of catching the HIV virus because you're using cutting.
Okay, sir, then you can go to a different spot.
You're using cutting
much.
Utensils. I don't know what those guys do. I don't know what they have.
Thanks for calling Madrill Hair Design. This is Crystal. How can I help you?
Hey, Crystal, are you done?
Is this Daniel again?
Yeah.
You need to not call back here.
Why? Tell me why. If you give me a good reason why, then I won't.
You need to stop prank calling the salon.
Can you put the guy back on so I can apologize to the gay dude?
No, you know.
I command you. Hello? Hello, sir?
Hello, can I help you?
Hey, how are you? I wanted to get hair washing.
Well, we're all booked today.
Okay,
you
but
try that tomorrow.
I know. I just want to make sure, it's not that one. You know, you have the effeminate man there. I really don't want him cutting my hair because I don't know what he has. He could have HIV or something like that.
Well, then I suggest maybe you try someplace else.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Yeah, no, we can.
You can't say that. You can't say that.
Yes, we can refuse service to anyone, and if you call back, I can report you.
You're not going to know it's me.
And I can call the cops as well.
I can talk loud, too.
Boise and Linda Dean service.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good. Hey, when we're driving, let's say if I get a limousine machine, does the driver, do we have a partition so the driver doesn't see me in the back masturbating and fucking?
Really? That's what you're saying to me?
Do you have a smoking policy? Is there a smoking deposit I can pay?
No. No, there's no smoking in any of our vehicles.
And what if I were to smoke something?
That's not going to happen. The run will be over and you'll be charged. There's a $500 fine for that.
Oh, so there's a fee. So I can pay $500 to smoke all I want?
Nope. We don't have any smoking in our vehicles. It's
right, so then there's no fine then. Then I'm not going to have to pay a penalty then.
You are if you smoke in it, yes.
All right, so I'll pay it up front and I'll smoke.
Okay, you're missing the point. What can I help you with, sir?
Okay, I just want to book a ride, right? It's going to be in 2 weeks. But I'll pay the $500 up front so I can smoke.
We're not doing it. No, we don't do that.
But
we don't offer
any
smoking.
I'm taking care of the fine.
It doesn't matter. That's going to be a complete cleaning thing. You're trying to do this up front. So this doesn't work that way. Sorry.
Well,
you can try and do that with somebody else, though, if you'd like to.
Well, the problem is, like, if you include it in the purchase price, then my company won't know, you know. But if it gets added, tacked on afterwards, separate, then they're going to be asking why there's a $500 add-on afterwards. So I'm going to pay it up front.
No, we're not going to allow that. Sorry, sir.
What were you asking there at the end?
I said if you want to try another company that may work with you on something like
that,
our company
will not. No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Can't do what?
You can't do what you're trying to do. I know my rights, and you can't do that. Uh-uh.
Okay, whatever. All right, sir.
Can you give me a number for another motherfucker?
I'll see you later. Look it up yourself.
You will see shit, motherfucker.
You Big Green Harry, this is Star. May I help you?
Hey, it's me again. I called about the wedding ring. You find
it? Yeah, I didn't find it in there.
Was there a lot of stuff in there?
No, because I had cleaned it out just the day before.
Oh,
and
okay.
There was nothing in there, so.
Well, look, what happened?
Have a great day.
I found it.
You know how?
Yeah, are you guys Greek?
I was Greek.
Hey,
oh, I'm Irish, but the store is Greek.
Oh, can you put Gus on?
I'm sorry?
Gus?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Is Gus there or Nick there?
The food we serve here is Greek, yes.
Okay, but I wanted to talk to the Greek guy. Is Nick there or Gus?
You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Can I ask who's calling?
This is Tony.
Tony?
Yeah,
he says 1 second.
Okay.
He's just moving the meat.
Who's that? Is that Gus?
I'm sorry?
Who is that?
Ramon.
Oh, okay, thanks.
The Greek guy.
Thank you.
All right. Hello.
Yeah, listen, how are you?
Hi, who is this?
Hey, how you doing? Look, this is Pustis Malaka.
Who?
Pustis Malaka.
Hey, what's up, man?
That's you.
Yep.
You are Pustis Malaka.
How do you know that word, man?
Because you're a gay. You're a gay that masturbates, a gay masturbator.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, okay. Yeah, your food is a shit.
It's okay.
Okay.
Hey.
What?
Why you don't come and visit me?
Why? You want to have sex, Pustis Malaka?
Of course.
You want to have Malaka with me?
Well, no problem, eh?
Okay, yeah, we'll masturbate together.
Okay,
and we'll masturbate in the Giro, in the Hero.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I'm from Kos.
Hey, what?
Where are you from? I'm from Kos. Where are you from?
From where?
I'm from Kos. I used to live in Thessaloniki.
Oh, really?
Where are you from, motherfucker?
Hey, I'm international, okay?
Oh, you're a fucking Malacca.
Yeah.
Okay, go fuck yourself and go to hell and go to shit your mouth.
Okay, mate. No problem.
Go put shit in your mouth. Bye. Motherfucker.
Dutch Goose, may I help you?
Yeah, Dutch Goose?
Dutch Goose.
Hey, did you hear?
What's up?
Wow. That was so weird. Yeah, Big Mark. How you doing, fatty?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. Did you find the dog machine?
No, I haven't found him yet. We're still looking.
Why'd you lose him? Why'd you lose him? What happened? Are you stupid?
Well, I went to work, and I left him with my sister-in-law.
Okay.
And I thought she would be extra careful, and... She is desperate. When I'm away from him, he's desperate to get back to me.
And she's probably fucking stupid, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
If you want to know the truth.
Yeah, she is, and so is the dog. Anyway, so I think what was going on is the dog wasn't happy with what you did, leaving her with that witch, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're probably abusing it too, weren't you?
No, he was like the most important thing in my life.
Oh, okay. How big are the dog's sexual organs?
What?
How big are the dogs?
You're like tripping, dude, so I'm going to like let you go.
I hope you find your dog. I'm sorry. It's not nice. I hope you find dog, okay?
No, it's okay. You're kind of tripping, so I'll let you go.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I don't hope. You're right. Stupid. I'm apologizing and saying I hope you find the dog. Asshole. Jesus. Mr. Sensitive.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm drinking. I got a strawberry smoothie.
Who the fuck is this?
Oh, Travis, right?
Yeah.
It's Danny.
Who?
Danny.
I don't know you.
Yeah, you got some pit bulls for sale, motherfucker?
Yeah.
All right. How old are the motherfuckers right now?
5 weeks.
All right. God damn it. Right. And did you guys... make them yourselves, the mom and the daddy dog? Did they fuck in front of you guys, or what?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, now how big are the dog's sexual organs right now?
Man, forget it.
What do you mean? Come on. You can't do that. You can't do that. Man, come on.
To hear the Tuxedo Department hours, press 1. For the Tuxedo Department, press 2.
Thanks for choosing Tip-Top Tux. This is Jacob.
Bleh.
Hello?
Bleh.
Hello?
Bleh. That's you.
Excuse me?
That's you.
I'm so sorry, I can't understand you. You're looking for somebody, or...?
Yeah, I was calling about some prices.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. What's the occasion?
The blah, 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 blah.
Okay, so were we looking to rent or purchase? Were you looking for tuxedos?
Well, hopefully rent. Or I could purchase and have you do the alterations.
Most part, at least as far as our rentals go, they are complete packages, so it'll be everything that you would need. So pants, shirt, vest and tie, and then jacket, obviously.
Condoms, underwear.
In addition would be like shoes, and they're only an extra $10.
And the underwear and condoms?
Those ones, no, definitely not, unfortunately. That would be a nice full package, unfortunately. But
yeah, the full package, that's what they call me. That's what the ladies call me, the full package.
Well, I'm sure that's a fitting name for you.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. What I'm asking was, she shut the fuck up.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, shut the fuck up real quick. The question was, do you do alterations? I'm sure you don't have this one. I need the pants that have the Velcro going down the legs.
Okay, that one we definitely don't have.
All right, so you can do the alteration then, just so I can grab them and
yank.
We
only do alterations on our rental product, not on our retail product.
You only do alterations on your rental products?
Correct, as far as like pant lengths or waist or anything like that, that's only on
All right, shut up. I don't care about that. All right, so the alterations, and we'll do the Velcro going down the legs so that I can just yank it off real quick. Yeah, it's a surprise for my mom.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to yank him off real quick, you know, and have my penis out there and just, you know?
Okay, well, we don't do anything. Was there anything else I could help you with at all, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, well, definitely give us a call back if there's anything that we can certainly help you out with. We don't do any alterations or anything with Velcro, so I apologize there, sir.
You have reached the top. All of our representatives are currently assisting other customers.
Thanks for choosing Tip Top Text. This is Jacob.
Yes, I had a question about the alterations.
The alterations?
Yes.
We only do our in-house alterations to get our pants and our coats out.
I know. So I need Velcro going down the legs, because I'm gonna rip them off in front of my mother and go.
Yeah, we won't do that to our tux pants.
I'll do them. I'm doing it. At this part, I do.
I'm sorry, where are you calling from?
My apartment.
Okay, well, you called the wrong number.
This is Tuxedo Place, you understand?
Yep, you called the business office.
I command you to consider my request and listen to what I have to say and do exactly what I say. I command you and I order it.
Okay, you know what? I really don't appreciate it being treated like that or talked to like
hey,
that.
Hey, just... labia, you know what a labia is? Oh, God.
Hello?
Yeah, you have porcelain dolls?
This is Alice?
Yeah, go ask Alice. I think she'll know.
What?
Alice?
This is Alice. What do you want?
I'm supposed to ask you because they think you'll know. Logic and something.
I have no idea.
You have the porcelain.
I have no idea who you are.
Listen, you stupid bitch. You have the porcelain dolls? Hello? You heard that? Fucker. All right, I'm done. Bye.